This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Should you or should you not post on Instagram every single day? Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to talk about if you should post on Instagram daily. Now, if you guys are new to the channel, welcome. I'm all about teaching you how to build passive income, become financially free, and design your best life. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell button to be notified of my latest videos. A lot of different articles tell you, oh, you should post 1 to 3 times a day as often as you can, while other articles, post frequency doesn't matter. It can actually hurt your results. So I want to get to the bottom of this because I have done multiple experiments. I've actually done a 100-day Instagram challenge a few years ago. I've also posted every single day from December 22nd, 2020 to February 8th, 2021. So I've done this challenge multiple times. The interesting thing is in the past, I had maybe around 3,000 followers. Now I have over 50,000 followers. So I can talk about it from a small account standpoint as well as a growing account standpoint, I guess. So let's go over the first experiment I did. And it was back in October 3rd of 2018. It's pretty funny to see this reflecting back because I feel like I have improved a lot with my speaking ability. So first of all, the reason why I did this was that I wanted to start growing on multiple platforms. I had just been blogging and I wanted to expand on Instagram, YouTube, and other platforms like that. Secondly, as I mentioned, I wanted to improve my public speaking skills. And I find watching this video now, I have improved immensely when it comes to speaking on camera. So I was very scared. I did not want to hear my talking voice. That's why I never recorded it. Even when I was doing YouTube for music, I hated hearing my talking voice. So now I have kind of overcome that fear because I'm talking on camera all the time on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, and many platforms like that. And I would say the takeaway from that is that you should always challenge yourself when you are scared of something. When you are feeling that fear, you should probably do it. So for me, even with public speaking, I actually took improv, which was the scariest thing. And I did these challenges to help me grow. And I do feel like doing these challenges really helps you grow as a person and really helps you get out of your comfort zone. Now, when it comes to the results of this challenge, so after 100 days, I did a recap video. I grew as a person in many different ways. But one of the things I did talk about, I found that if I was doing something consistently, I started building a habit because I started getting used to doing it, so it wasn't as hard. But here's the thing, there are some days where I just didn't know what to post, so I just posted something random and it was low quality essentially. When you are posting on any of these platforms, on Instagram, on YouTube, and things like that, you should not just post to post. You should always keep your audience in mind and deliver value. So everything you post should be kind of intentional, whether it is to connect with your audience by showing more of your personality, by kind of delivering pieces of value. So like with my platform, I need to teach you guys about how to build passive income and create financial freedom and talk about investing and things like that that are all tied together. So I try to talk about things that I know will help my audience. So biggest takeaway here is that if your content starts suffering in quality, stop posting, okay? Don't post anything that is lower quality. Make sure you are intentional with everything you post. Make sure that it helps in some certain way. You should be able to look at your account and know that each piece that you put out there is somewhat beneficial in some certain way. Now, here's the thing also, you should not be falling into that perfectionist feeling where you need it to be perfect and then you stop posting because you're scared of posting something that will get less likes or less engagement. There's also this balance where you have to not care about what people think in a way, where you don't need to worry too much about vanity metrics and you are just posting because you yourself believe it is helping your audience. And that's again not saying that you're not listening to your audience because you have to continuously improve as well. But the biggest thing is you can't like self-criticize and be like, oh, this post didn't do as well as I thought. I feel bad about myself. You should not tie your self-esteem to these different posts. I know I mentioned a lot of different things here. So there's like this weird balance that you have to find where you don't care, but you also care in terms of delivering value to your audience. Hope that makes sense. I would say that my growth as a small creator, it grew kind of slowly, but first of all, I had some low quality posts that I knew that I just posted something just to post it. And also there can be fatigue with your audience where they always see your stuff and it might lower engagement because of it. They might get annoyed that they constantly see you. So there's things to balance there, but here's an interesting thing. Now that Instagram Reels has come on board, I started posting every single day again because I saw a huge benefit when I did it. So fast forwarding to December 22nd, I started posting Reels a lot on my profile. Around October of 2020 is when I hit around 10,000 followers. And I feel like the growth was largely due to my TikTok and Reels content. The short form videos helped so much with discovery discoverability of your account. So I would suggest if you're trying to grow your Instagram, go to Reels. Like, make sure you are putting out Reels because that allows your account and your posts to spread to a wider audience. So when I started posting every single day, it was actually not intentional. I knew that as I kept posting more of these Reels, I was growing my following pretty exponentially. So I realized I started posting every single day after a while. I was like, oh, I'm just like naturally doing it. And then I ended up kind of spreading to multimedia content, and that's what really helped me grow my following. I wasn't just posting Reels. I was also posting infographics, IGTV videos. I was also putting up pictures where I talk about certain things in the caption or something like that. So the more I mixed up my content, I feel like the more people followed me because I wasn't just reposting stuff from my TikTok, which is what I basically do with my short form videos. So mixing it up helps because they can see that there's different types of content and the infographics show the different value I give them. So it kind of keeps them excited, keeps them following me. And that mix of multimedia content plus posting consistently every single day actually grew my content a lot. I would say yes, there can be audience fatigue, but I just kept posting and saw the exponential results. So I just kept doing it. By doing Reels, you know, it's spreading to a wider audience, not just my own following. So I knew that overall I would keep growing as an account. Now, here's the thing, around February 8th, I was starting to get very stressed out because my account was growing really rapidly. You know, it hit 54,000 followers or so. And I just felt very nervous, very like anxious about my account and very like, oh, I need to respond to everyone. If I don't respond to people, I felt guilt and all of these different factors just weighed on me. I just felt super overwhelmed, feeling pressure that I had to post every single day. I felt guilt when I wasn't responding to people. I felt stressed when I opened the account. And if you ever get to this point, just stop, because I stopped posting and I felt freedom just from not posting like for 2 days. And your mental health really matters when it comes to social media. If you are feeling bad or burnt out in any way, I would probably take a break because that really helped me come back at it again with more positivity, with more creativity, and it really helped to come back with a more motivated feeling. So overall, because of the introduction of Reels to Instagram, I feel like actually posting every single day can really work if you mix up the different types of content. However, just really check in with yourself, because if you start growing really rapidly, some people might handle it very well, but people like me, a little more introverted, a little more anxious, it can really stress me out. Sometimes I don't want to be in the spotlight that much, but I still want to get my teachings to as many people as I can if it's gonna help them. Because a lot of people do tell me that my content does help them, so that's why I still wanna keep pushing stuff out there. But you just can't let it kind of come at the cost of your mental health. So in the future, I'm gonna still try to post as consistently as I can, but I really stopped at the idea of like, I have to post every single day or else I'm gonna feel guilt or something like that. I stopped feeling that way and it's helped me become a lot happier, honestly. So in conclusion, use Reels as much as you can. Post high quality content. Don't let your content quality suffer. So make sure you're posting intentionally and purposefully, but still constantly improve. Get feedback from your audience of what they want to see. And then also mix it up with different types of content, IGTV, infographics, pictures with captions, and then Reels. So I would say that's my advice when it comes to building a personal brand with your Instagram. And that's kind of what's worked for me, but it might depend for you.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.